Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I will speak with a representative from Six Flags Garien Lake, which is an amusement park, water park, hotel, campground, and amphitheater located in western New York State. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Adrian Mudd is a human resources supervisor for Six Flags Garien Lake. He has been with the company for almost 5 years and oversees the park's on-site work programs that recruit work campers and international students to spend a season performing a variety of jobs. Six Flags needs ride operators, food and beverage workers, people to sell tickets and work at the front gates, staff retail stores, run games, and provide other support services such as cleaning the park. At the hotel and campground, the park needs front desk staff to check guests in and out, and also to serve as housekeepers, groundskeepers, and camp hosts. There are 60 RV sites set aside for use by work campers, so Adrian is hoping to hire between 100 and 200 people this coming season. The jobs are open to couples, solo work campers, and teenagers traveling with their parents. Work campers are expected to put in at least 35 hours per week, and they are paid for every hour starting at $15 per hour. Overtime is sometimes available at time and a half. Six Flags Lake Darien has been using work campers since 2014, and the park has regularly expanded the number of opportunities available to work campers every year since then. Adrian likes using work campers because they are a tremendous help in getting the park ready for the season, and they can work when the traditional high school and college age employees are not available because they're either in class or heading back to school. Adrian also likes employing older work campers because they often have interesting work history and lots of experience. Consequently, they tend to serve as mentors for younger folks. In fact, he said some of the younger workers returned for several years just because they want to work with specific work campers. Last year, employees ranged from 14 all the way up to 94 years of age. To tell us more about opportunities to work at Six Flags Garien Lake, please welcome Adrian Mudd, the park's Human Resources Supervisor, to the show. Thank you for joining me today, Adrian. I really appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about Six Flags Garien Lake and what you do there.
Sure. So Six Flags Garien Lake, it's an awesome place. We are an amusement park, water park, hotel, campground, and amphitheater all in one. We are located in western New York, about 30 miles from Buffalo and 40 miles from Rochester. So many great things to see and do here in the area. Myself, I work in human resources. I am kind of in charge of recruitment and staffing, learning and development, and then I oversee our on-site programs like our international exchange program and our work camper program.
Very good. What's the big attraction at the park?
The Ride of Steel, 208 feet tall, 70 miles an hour, and it's a blast.
Oh my goodness, 70 miles an hour. Oh, that would be fun if I were about 30 years younger, I think. So, what kinds of services are you looking to hire work campers to perform?
Sure. So we allow our work campers to work really in any role that they're a match for. So we hire ride operators, food and beverage attendants, the front gate, retail, games, park services, which is cleaning the park, And then over in the hotel and campground, we have positions like the front office and the hotel, the front office and the camping office, and then back of house too, like camp hosts and housekeepers and groundskeepers.
Wow, that's a lot of positions. How many work campers are you hoping to hire next year?
I have about 60 sites. So with that said, depending on if they're single or doubles or even more than that, you know, I can have anywhere between 100 and 120.
Okay. And you had mentioned singles. Do you allow solo work campers to come on?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. And how many hours a week are they expected to work?
So, you know, our season, we start off in early May, but it's weekends only. So from early May through middle of June, there's no hourly commitment. Once we go into the middle of June through Labor Day, so about 2.5 months, we do expect all of our work campers to work at least 35 hours per week. And they are paid for every hour that they work.
Okay. Do you want to get into how much money you're paying people?
Sure. The vast majority of our frontline positions do start at $15 per hour, and anything over 40 hours would be time and a half overtime.
Okay, that's fair. Very good. How long have you folks been utilizing work campers in your operation?
So from what I gather, we did a kind of a dry run in 2014. We had about 10 folks on property. It went really well. So it really went live in 2015. And as far as the program as we know it today, and it's grown since then. So we're on year seven coming up, and it's going really well.
That's great. So what kind of benefits do work campers provide to your operation compared to hiring people locally?
Sure. You know, we hire such a rounder group of folks. We have folks who this is their first job, and a lot of our locals are ages 14 and 15, high school, going into college after that. And then we also hire, you know, locally, we have like a lot of teachers that, you know, are off in the summer. But then our work campers, they bring with them such a interesting background. You know, so many work campers own small businesses or work in management, law enforcement, whatever the case may be. So they bring with them, you know, such an interesting work experience and a work history. And then when it comes to when they're on site, they really act as mentors for the younger folks. And, you know, it's not uncommon for one of our, you know, younger employees to say to me when they come back, you know, year after year, is so-and-so coming back? She was a work camper. I hope she's coming back, or, you know, something like that. And they really form a unique bond.
That's kind of neat. I've not heard of that before. So the work campers are actually mentoring the younger workers too.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. So you have quite an age range there then, from 14 and 15 year olds all the way up until the upper limits of work campers.
Yeah, we have 14 year olds all the way through someone who is 94.
94. That'd be good. Put them on that ride of steel, right? And so these are all seasonal positions. And tell me again when your season begins.
Sure. So we expect to open up on Friday, May 6th next year. So in May and then going through about the middle of June, we'll be open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And then here in New York State, school gets out in late June. So starting in late June through Labor Day, we're open 7 days a week. And then after Labor Day, we go back to weekends only all the way through the end of October. And then in October, we do our Fright Fest event too for Halloween.
I bet that's fun. What is that?
Oh, it's so much fun. You can ride the Ride of Steel that we talked about in the dark. You can go through a haunted house. You can, purchase really neat merchandise. You can get scared and just have a really good time with your family and friends.
That's neat. So if you're only open on weekends and the work campers show up in May, are they only, they're only working weekends then, right? So they have the rest of the week off to explore the area?
Absolutely, yeah. And they can do one of two things. They can absolutely take the time during the week and go exploring. Or if they want to work, we do have work available. You know, whatever their skill sets bring, we can find a match, whether it's painting or landscaping, cleaning, setting up, you know, benches and garbage cans, whatever the case may be, we can probably find something to do. Some people take us up on that, and then other people like to go exploring because there is so much neat stuff to see and do in the area.
I would imagine there's quite a bit to do to prepare a park for opening.
There is. No, we start in late February. And even by opening weekend, sometimes it's a photo finish.
How big is your park? I forgot to ask before.
Oh, you know, it's hundreds of acres because everything is together. I want to say it's about 700 acres.
Okay. Do you have a water park as well?
We do. Yep. And that's actually getting a refresh for the 2022 season. The name is going to change to Hurricane Harbor, and a new water slide and some new stuff with it is going up.
Okay. Very good. Well, you said all of the jobs are paid and they start at $15 an hour. Are there any other perks that come with it? You had mentioned an RV site.
Absolutely. Yep. So for the work camper specifically, the campsite is free of charge, and that includes 30 amps of electricity, water, sewer, and Wi-Fi. And then all of our team members receive free use of all Six Flags parks while they are employed by us. So if they want to ride the rides after their shift here at Darien Lake, go for it. If they have a couple days off, they want to take a road trip to another Six Flags park, for example, the Great Escape, just 4 hours away up in the Albany area, Lake George, or Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, which is about 6.5 hours away, one of our flagship properties, they can go to the park for free and ride those rides. They also get some free passes for family and friends throughout the season, and they get 40% off food, drinks, and retail merchandise. And then we also, you know, we like to work hard, but play hard too. We have employee events for all of our team members, whether it be rides nights, water park nights, you know, Fright Fest nights, like a preview night. And then for work campers specifically, you know, we have kind of a group that likes to get together and go out to dinner. And we try to have here at the park, you know, at least twice, you know, pre-season and post-season, have like a barbecue or a potluck for them.
Sounds like you take really good care of them. How many work campers come back from season to season?
We have about 60 to 70% typically do return. So
wow.
It's a pretty good core group that returns every year. And then, you know, they're my greatest referral source out there in the world. Almost everyone who I interview, when I ask them, how'd you hear about us? They say, oh, I know so-and-so. And oh, that explains it.
I always thought it'd be a lot of fun to work at an amusement park. Helping people to have a good time themselves.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, so many businesses out there are a necessity, you know, whether it's a grocery store or a bank, you have to go there. People come here by choice. You know, they can do a lot of different things with their time and money, but they chose to come and see us. So it's a, you know, a great blessing and responsibility for us to make sure that we make them have a really great time. And being able to do that is really rewarding.
What traits or qualifications are you looking for in a work camper?
You know, when it comes down to it, I look for a great attitude and a can-do attitude, willing to learn. When it comes to operating a ride or making a funnel cake, we can teach that. But we can't teach someone, you know, how to be pleasant with the guests and how to make people have a good time. So we look for just a positive attitude.
That's a very good point. Now, you had mentioned, you know, running a ride or making a funnel cake. Are the employees and work campers cross-trained to work different jobs, or are they assigned pretty much the same job all season?
So typically they are assigned the same department. However, in that department, there's probably several jobs available. For example, ride operators, we have three areas in the park. So you're assigned to one of those three areas. But over the course of a couple of weeks, you learn all the rides in your area. That way, throughout the day, you can move around. Food and beverage, you probably get trained in a couple different locations. So when you come in the morning, the scheduling folks will tell you which location to go to. Maybe today it's funnel cakes. Maybe tomorrow it's the boardwalk pizza location. That way there's, you know, they can kind of mix it up. With that said, there is opportunities to pick up hours in other departments when there is a need. However, for the most part, people do kind of stay in their own departments.
Okay. So if they wanted to work a ride, they might be able to every now and again. But if they're
absolutely
primarily assigned to food service, that's where they'd be spending most of their time.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Do the work campers need any special skills or training to get jobs?
You know, not really skills and training. You know, like I said before, it's a great attitude, you know, with having so many different positions that we hire for, the odds are I can find the right fit for somebody. And, you know, sometimes someone gets here and the position that we hired them for wasn't the right fit, that's okay. I ask that they try it out for 2 or 3 weeks. And if it's just not working out, I would rather move them to another department than have them leave altogether. So there is definitely some flexibility there.
Are the work campers standing all day?
Most positions are either standing or walking. We do have a limited number of seated positions. However, the majority of them are definitely standing or walking or both.
Okay, that's good to note. When do you begin recruiting for next year?
So I actually began back in late September, and at this point, I have crossed the 50% mark for 2022. So recruiting and hiring is going very well, but still looking for some more folks.
Okay. And what does that process involve?
Sure. So they start off with an application on SixFlagsJobs.com, and then each day I review the applications, and the folks who we want to move forward with, we send a link for scheduling a interview very similar to this format on Microsoft Teams. Usually takes about an hour. I spend the first half of it really going over kind of a PowerPoint presentation as to who we are and what we do, so that quite often that answers a lot of people's questions before they ask them. And then the second half is the interview. And then 9 times out of 10, if we're able to offer a position, we'll do it right there rather than making them wait. That way they walk away knowing whether they've been offered a position or not. With that said, there are certain skilled positions that do require a second interview, but those are limited. So if they're offered a position, then they would receive some online paperwork that they can do ahead of time before they arrive.
What are some of the skilled positions that you were talking about?
Mostly in our maintenance department. Our maintenance department is huge here at the park. We have mechanics for the rides. We have mechanics for the RVs and cabins over in the campground. We have plumbers, we have HVAC technicians, and we have electricians, if I didn't mention that already.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different skilled trades available over there. So those often would require some additional screening from management.
Mm-hmm. Do you hire work campers to do those jobs as well?
Yep, we do have some. For example, here in 2021, we had a gentleman that was he was hired for retail. He ended up filling in rides to get some additional hours. And then he was noticed by some of the management over in rides maintenance. He ended up becoming a ride mechanic for the summer.
Well, that's interesting. That's a cool story. Does that happen all the time that people are noticed and they're put in different positions?
It does, especially with maintenance, because when you're working in a frontline role like a ride operator, either your supervision or if your ride has a mechanical shutdown, maintenance will notice kind of how you handled it. And quite often they'll start talking with you about, your background. And it's not uncommon for at least one work camper to move over into a seasonal maintenance role each summer.
That's neat. What can work campers do to really stand out with their application?
Sure. Listing that experience and just kind of showing what they've done, where they've been, and showing to us that they're really interested. But at the end of the day, really the attitude is definitely what really makes them stand out.
Mm-hmm. What draws people to the Darien Lake area so that they have what can they do when they're not working?
Sure. There's so much to do right here. When it comes to sightseeing, for example, Buffalo, New York has a lot of neat stuff to see and do, a lot of great shopping, a lot of great dining. Same with Rochester. Niagara Falls is about an hour away, but then you can really do some really great day trips. If you want to go to Syracuse and check out the shopping over there, or you want to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's about 5 hours away, or Toronto, Canada, which the border recently reopened. Toronto is like Canada's version of New York City. So many great shows and experiences to have up there. And quite often when I'm doing a work camper interview, when I ask them why they're interested, quite often the answer is because we want to experience the area and see what there is to see and do, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. How far are you from New York City?
We are about 6.5 hours from New York City. We're on the whole other end of the state.
Yeah, people don't realize how wide it is.
Not at all.
But are the Finger Lakes close? I heard a lot of people like to recreate there.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Finger Lakes are about an hour away. It's absolutely beautiful up there. A lot of great wine if you're into that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you're also relatively close to the Great Lakes. I would imagine the Niagara Falls dumps into the river that dumps into the Great Lake.
Yep. So Lake Erie, you know, the city of Buffalo is right on Lake Erie. And then the Niagara River goes from there all the way to Niagara Falls, over the falls, and eventually goes to Lake Ontario.
Very good. What's one thing you wish all work campers knew before they come to work for you?
You know, really understanding our geographic location and that we are very much in a rural, remote area. So, you know, I always try to set a realistic expectation of to where we are, because let's say you felt like walking down the road and going to a restaurant. There is no restaurant to walk to down the road. So really making sure that you're able to have your own transportation if you want to go somewhere, knowing that everything really is a car ride away. You know, whether it's going to Batavia, New York, which is where there's a grocery store, restaurants, even a casino, or even going into the town of Corfu, which is, you know, our nearest town about 3 miles down the road. There's a gas station and a couple restaurants, things like that. But just making sure that everyone really understands that we're not in a metropolis. We're very much in a beautiful country-like setting.
Many work campers consider remote if the Walmart is an hour away. How far is the closest Walmart?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, so there you go. You're a metropolitan city right there because of that. Very good. And you had mentioned that the work campers would be able to come into the park during their off hours and enjoy some of the shows or certainly some of the dining. And when they do Absolutely. That, they get 40% off?
Yes. Yeah. So their photo ID badge acts kind of like a season pass, so they can enter the park as they please, ride the rides, see the shows, check out what's going on, and then the discount for food, drinks, and retail merchandise is 40%. So they can check out all the great food that we have to offer and just have a really good time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, great deal. Now, when you were talking about all of the various jobs, I was trying to write them down as quickly as I could, but let's go over some of them and what specific duties they would be, like the rides department. What do those folks do?
Sure. So when you are in the rides department, your biggest priority, of course, is safety, which goes neck and neck with you know, the guest experience, but really they go together because, you know, our guests need to be safe to have a good time. So safety is just, it's in our blood. It's what we do. But when you're operating a ride, you know, you're always looking for any possible safety concerns, but balancing that with, you know, being friendly, being passionate, being a great resource for the guest. We have two different kinds of rides. We have single operator rides where you're by yourself, you know, so each time it's kind of a rinse and repeat. You go to the front of the line, you let the folks in, measure children, make sure that they're tall enough, answer any questions that the folks might have them sit down on your ride, check all of their safety restraints, make your announcements, look around, operate the ride safely, and then let them off. But then there's also crew rides, like our roller coasters, and then a few other rides, like our Shipwreck Falls or our Skyscreamer, where you're working with two or three other people, working as a team, looking out for those safety concerns, and rotating positions every 30 to 40 minutes to stay fresh.
Are work campers involved in helping out with, like, the water slides and things like that, too?
It can be. I personally cannot recall a work camp that I've had that worked over in the water park. However, they definitely have the opportunity, if they would like to be a lifeguard, that is a position that we hire for.
Oh, there you go. That's a lifeguard. There's food service though in the water park as well, isn't there?
There is. Yep. There's a couple of food locations over in the water park, Shark Bites and Scallywigs, and those. So they might be over there.
Okay. As far as the food service jobs are concerned, I would assume that some of these are sit-down, full-service dining facilities, and others are more fast food kinds of things. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have everything from, you know, an ice cream stand to a full-service down buffet restaurant and everything in between. Additionally, we have our catered picnic area for, like, large groups that want to come here, like, say, the Postal Workers Union. They might have 400 or 500 people that, you know, they would have a catered event for over in our catered picnic area. So there's positions over there, whether it's cooking, whether it's serving, cleaning and all that. And then, you know, the Beaver Brothers restaurant is a a sit down full service buffet restaurant. So there's positions in there as well. So, you know, whether you have experience working at a fast food restaurant or banquet experience or full service restaurant experience, we probably have a spot for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, retail would involve all of the stores that are selling clothing and gifts and souvenir type things, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You know, we have our retail locations that have themed merchandise, you know, whether it's DC Comics or Warner Brothers Looney Tunes, and there's some Darien Lake specific merchandise. And then over in the campground, Darien Square is the area where the campground and the theme park kind of meet. So in that area, the General Store is a great spot. It's like a little grocery store right here in the park.
Do work campers serve as like camp hosts at your campground?
They do. We have a limited number of camp host positions, but those are typically filled by work campers.
Okay, very good. And did I hear you say you had a games area as well? So the people might help out with the, you know, breaking the balloon games and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, making the guests have a good time and using a microphone and saying, you know, step on over, step on in, one chance to play, one chance to win. And helping someone win, you know, a stuffed teddy bear or whatever the case may be, so they can take that home and treasure that memory.
Okay. Be a barker at the camp or at the whatever the little fair area is. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, do you hire work campers for management positions?
Absolutely. It's not uncommon for a work camper and also some folks from our international exchange program to get promoted throughout the season.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like a great place to work and a lot of fun. I know that it keeps people busy all summer long. Where can people get information about this opportunity?
Sure. So the best place to go is our website, which is sixflagsjobs.com, all one word. And they can click on Darien Lake and then see the work camper posting, which has lots of information on there. Additionally, I am going to be at the Tampa RV Super Show next month in Tampa, Florida, from January 18th to the 23rd in the A building. Folks are welcome to stop by. They can meet myself. They can also meet some other work campers that I'll have with me that can answer questions, you know, about what it's really like, because, you know, obviously I can answer the questions, but they've actually been there, done that. They have that firsthand experience. Mm-hmm. So definitely stop by, meet us, say hello, and they can actually interview right there with me if they would like to.
Do you know where the booths is going to be located?
Yep, building A, booth A23, which is kind of in the front row by the white dome, which is usually Camping World.
Okay, well, that's a very convenient location then.
Yeah, it's very high traffic, which is perfect.
Super, and I'm certain that the company really appreciates you suffering down in Florida in January.
It's a hard job, but someone has to do it. So, you know, I graciously volunteered.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Harry Duran. This has been great information. And like I said, it sounds like it'd be a real fun place to work next summer. And I'd encourage work campers to contact you early because the positions are filling up, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Apply as soon as possible. And then we'll do your interview and get you all set for the 2022 season.
I'd like to thank Adrian Mudd, the Human Resources Supervisor at Six Flags Darien Lake, for coming on the show this week to describe the many opportunities for work campers to spend a season in Western New York State. He is hiring people now to work this season. The park opens on May 6th, but only on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays until late June when schools are out for the summer break. Then the park is open 7 days a week until Labor Day, when it scales back to weekends once again until the end of October. That time, the park hosts a super fun Fright Fest event for Halloween to close out the season. This is an ideal opportunity for work campers because for 6 weeks in the spring and again in the fall, they need to work only on weekends when the park is open. That gives them plenty of time to explore the region, which includes Niagara Falls, which is an hour away, and the gorgeous Finger Lakes region, which is 2 hours east. Cleveland, Ohio is about 3.5 hours away, and there are a lot of big museums in that city. You want to experience a different culture? Toronto is only 2.5 hours away. Western New York is a night-to-day difference between the busyness of the big cities of Eastern New York, like New York City. And don't forget about Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, because there are a lot of coastal or water-related things to do around those great lakes. But you don't have to travel far to have fun because work campers get free admission to Six Flags Darien Lake. There's enough going on at the park to keep them busy all summer when they don't have as much time off. A big attraction at the park is the Ride of Steel, which is 208 feet tall and reaches speeds of up to 75 miles per hour. There are dozens of other rides to enjoy, as well as live shows, concerts, restaurants, and a full-size water park. There you can enjoy a wet and wild tube rides, or a wave pool, or simply float along a lazy river. Either way, there are plenty of things to do when work camping at Six Flags Darien Lake. To apply, visit www.sixflagsjobs.com and click on Darien Lake. There's information on that site about all the jobs available this summer, and you can also complete an online job application. Anyone attending the Tampa RV Super Show January 8th to the 23rd will be able to speak with Adrian and some other work campers who have spent a season at Six Flags Darien Lake. I encourage you to check out the website and get in an application early so you can enjoy a fun summer helping others enjoy their time off. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's an online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 1 year of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to give an in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be speaking to a health coach who is a full-time RVer about things to do in order to eat healthy and stay healthy while traveling. It'll help us kick off some healthy habits in the new year. I'll have that interview on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thank you for listening,